So let's review. Our shir begins with the Mishnah on the bottom of the Samach Aleph and Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Le'evatel odem mipiri rivra, elam kein yesh libanim. A person should not refrain from procreating unless he already has children. The Mishnah presents a machlokes in the minimum fulfillment of this mitzvah. B'shamei yomrim mishnei zachar, he must have two sons. U'bisil yomrim zachar nekeva, he must have a son and a daughter. Shenemar zachar nekeva b'ram. Just like Hashem created a man and a woman, the mitzvah requires one to have a son and a daughter. The Gemara points out that since the Mishnah says, Lo yivatel odem mipir v'rivya, elam ken yesh lebonim, and it does not say, Lo yivatel odem mi'isha, elam ken yesh lebonim, it teaches us that even if yesh lebonim, he has children, mipir v'rivya batel, mi'isha lebatel. He may abstain from procreating, but he may not abstain from marriage. Va'ava b'ish yesh le odem kama bonim, asa lamed b'lo yisha. Shenem lo yitoyv ha'yoyis ha'odem levadoi. It's not good for a man to be alone without a wife. Therefore, ein lebanim noisei isha basbanim. If he has no children, he must marry a woman capable of bearing children. Yesh lebanim noisei isha dala basbanim. If he already has children, he may marry even a woman not capable of bearing children. Nafkimena limker sefer Torah bishvil banim. If a person does not have children, he is permitted to sell a sefer Torah in order to help him marry a woman capable of bearing children. However, if he has children, he's forbidden to sell a sefer Torah to marry a woman capable of bearing children. The Gemara proceeds to explain the machlokes between Bishama and Bishil. Bishama yalfinan mimoisha. Once Moshe had his two sons, Gershom Eliezer, Perish Menaisha, he separated from his wife. Bishil yalfinan mibriyasa shaloylam. As the Mishnah explained, Shenem ezachu nekeva baram. Just like Hashem created a man and a woman, the mitzvah requires one to have a son and a daughter. The Gemara explains why each one does not accept the other source. Bishamai say, "Ain done in efsher mishay efsher." We cannot derive a case of where there is a choice from a case of where there is no choice. Hashem created a man and a woman in order to populate the world. However, each person does not need to have a son and a daughter. And Bishil say, "Maisha midaiti ovid." Maisha did it from his own understanding because of his closeness to Hashem, but this does not apply to other people. The Gemara proceeds to present two additional versions of the Machlokes Bishama u'Bishil. Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Bishama Omer Mishnei Zacharim u'Shtei Nekevos, two sons and two daughters. U'Bishil Omer Zachar Nekeva, one son and one daughter. The source of the Bishil is, as taught in the Mishnah, Shnei Zachar Nekeva Baram. However, according to Reb Nosson, the opinion of Bishamai is derived from Adam Mechava, where the Pasuk says, Vatel es Kain, Vatesiv Leledes es Achiv es Hevel, as Rashi explains. Esin ribuinhein, leimer in the cave is hayuman. The words es teach that a daughter was born with Cain and with Hevel. Later, the pasuk tells us that Chava named the third son Shais because shasli elikim zera acher, tachas Hevel kiharga Cain. Rashi explains, alma tashlumen boy, b'leisagi b'leishnei zecharim v'shtein lekeves. Tachas Hevel means that Shais took Hevel's place so that they would again have two sons and two daughters. Another version of the Machlokes, Tanya Reb Nosson Omer, Bishama Omerim Zachar Nekeva, one son and one daughter, U'Bishila Omerim Oy Zachar Oy Nekeva, either one son or one daughter. According to this version, the source of Bishama is Shenema Zachar Nekeva Baram, and the reasoning of Bishil is that the Pasuk states that Hashem created the world, Lo Soihu Baraho L'Sheves Yitzara, and even one child leads to Sheves inhabiting the world. The Gemara proceeds to present a related machlokes. Hoyle banim b'yosei ovik kachava v'nis gayer. If a guy had children before he was megayer, Rabbi Yechon Amar kayim per v'revya. He has fulfilled the mitzvah lo havale. Since he has a son and a daughter, there's a machlokes who are showing them whether this applies only if his children were also megayer or even if his children were not megayer. V'Resh Lakish Amar loy kayim per v'revya because gershin is gayer kekotin shenel adami. He is halachically considered a new person who never had children. However, the Gemara points out that according to Rish Lakish, B'yosin oivdi kechavim islhu chayis. While still a guy, the father is considered related to his sons. This guy who less luchayis, it's only after he was megayer that he's no longer considered related to his sons. The Gemara mentions a related point. Amar Rav, Hakol moedim be'eved she'in luchayis. Everybody agrees that avodim are not considered related to their children. Dechsib shavu lachem poyim hachamar. And we learn from here, Am Hadoim al-Chamar. They're similar to animals in that they're not considered related to their children. The Gemara proceeds to present another related machlokes. Hayu le banim u'meisu. If a person had children and they died, Rav Huna Amar Kaim Per River. Rav Yechon Amar Loi Kaim. And the Gemara explains. Rav Huna Amar Kaim Mishum Rav Asi. Based on Rav Asi who said, Ein Ben David Ba Ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshamah Shebeguf. And since this person had children that were born, he did his part. Rav Yechon Amar Loi Kaim because Lo Shebes Yitzar Be'inon V'hol Leka. A person must have children in order to inhabit the world. And if their children died, he's no longer adding to L'Sheves Yitzar. The Gemara refutes Rav Huna from the following brisa. Meis Echad Mehem, Oishe Nimtze Sris. If one of his children died, or was found to be a Sris, Loi Kayim Peri Rivya. So we see that it's not enough to just have children. They must be alive and able to have their own children. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta Rav Huna Tiyufta. There's indeed a refutation of the opinion of Rav Huna. The Gemara discusses the first words of the previously mentioned brisa. B'nei bonim harehim kambonim. Grandchildren are counted as children. This means that if a child passed away and left a grandchild, the grandchild counts as a child of the grandfather. However, this is only if the grandfather bore two children. Each grandchild replaced its parent. But trei mechad loy, if the grandfather had only one child, even though that child had two children, the grandfather was not yotze. The Gemara proceeds to another discussion about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that once a person has children, he is permitted to abstain from Pirvi Rivya. The Gemara points out, Masnitin de lav Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yeshua, who says, the Pasuk in Gehela states, Baboike zra zarecha, ulaerv al tanach yedecha, kein chiyedeye eze yichshir hazeh oizeh, vim shneim keecha toivim. Yeshua learns from here, Nasa adam isha bialdusai, yis isha biziknusai, and hoyulabonim bialdusai, so we see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person who has children is forbidden to abstain from Pirvi Rivya. And the Gemara concludes, Halachik Rabbi Yeshua. However, Rabbi Kiva says that this pasuk refers to Lamad Ter B'Yaldusai, Yilma Ter B'Ziknusai, Hoyulay Talmidim B'Yaldusai, Yulu Talmidim B'Ziknusai. As Rabbi Kiva demonstrated when his 24,000 Talmidim died. V'haya ha'olam shamim, achabar Rabbi Kiva esu l'abesein shabedarim, v'shanu lehem, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yisi, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, Heim Hamidu Taira Eisa Shah. These later Talmidim re-established Taira for future generations. The Gemara proceeds to a related discussion. Omer Tantchem Omer B'chaneloi, Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha, Shor B'lei Simcha, B'lei Bracha, B'lei Taiva. In Eretz Yisrael they say, B'lei Taira, B'lei Chayma. Rebbe Bar-Ula said, B'lei Shalom. And the Gemara presents a pasuk for each of these. The pasuk for B'lei Shalom is V'yadata ki Shalom O'alecha V'fakadato Navecha B'lei Sechata. Shalom is connected to O'alecha, and O'alecha refers to one's wife. The Gemara presents three other teachings from this pasuk. Kol yideya b'ishtei shehi yirei shemayim V'ein apayikta nikra chayitei. Chayiv adam lifko des ishtei b'shoshu yoytze l'derech. The Gemara